Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hi, welcome to today's Irish Tech News Podcast. Today I'm talking with Fidelma McGuirk, CEO and founder of Payslip. How are you doing, Fidelma?
Great, Ronan. Great to be here.
Thanks. Now, before we get started on this, tell me a bit about your background so we know who you are.
Oh, I'm originally from Wexford and went up to Dublin, like most country people, to go to university. I went to Trinity College, business studies in German, and spent a year over in Germany on Erasmus. And then over the last 15 to 17 years, I was in a combination of roles across recruitment in Aircom and also project management operations and finally CEO in TaxBack. So essentially, I've had over 17 years of international business leadership experience.
Now, you also founded Payslip. What does Payslip do?
Yeah, I founded Payslip in 2016. Payslip is a technology company. We're headquartered here in Westport in County Mayo. And what we do is we provide technology to multinational companies to help them automate and manage their global payroll.
Now, Reece, now, when you started Payslip, you moved down to Westport. Why did you move there and how easy was it to work from there before the pandemic?
Yeah, so we moved here in 2015 and we moved for family reasons. We were getting caught up, my husband and I, in lots of commuter traffic in Dublin at the time. And even though we had family and we really liked Dublin, we thought it might be worth trying to live somewhere a little bit more rural. Westport is a great town, it's about 4,000 people. Obviously, that doubles in size in the summer. Strong tourism, but it's beside the ocean, there's mountains and lots of the sports that we're interested in. So that's why we moved. Working from Westport hasn't been a problem for us at all in that we have very good broadband here. So in Westport, we're served by both AIR and also CSIRO. And then there's some satellite services like WestNet as well. There are some places, probably more remote than Westport in County Mayo, that do have difficulty with broadband. But here in the centre and outskirts of Westport, working here is no problem. Like we in Payslip, we have multinational customers who are American companies based in San Francisco, and we deal with their teams all over the world, and we do it from Westport without any problem.
And how did you find remote working after COVID happened?
Well, we missed being the team in the office, you know, so like everybody else, we all distributed ourselves back to our bedrooms and offices and dining rooms. So even though Westport's quite a small town, we actually didn't see each other for months on end. So I think for all people, the human element of it was missing and we missed it. Functionally, it worked fine. I mean, as I mentioned, Payslip, we sell into multinational employers whose teams are themselves geographically spread. So regardless of COVID, our customer teams could be based across many countries. And we are already talking to them on Teams or on Zoom remotely. So looking after our customers hasn't been a problem because of COVID, because they were already distributed across many places.
I guess 10 years ago, it would have been harder to do because the broadband speeds aren't what they are now.
I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, really, at the moment, there's no reason why a technology firm anywhere in the west of Ireland that has broadband, and especially in Westport, can't be founded and can't grow well. Our customers are seeking the best technology solution to manage their global payroll. So, and because they're geo-distributed, the location in which their supplier is based doesn't matter to them. So they're seeking the best technology solution, not the company that's based down the street from them. So being based in Westport can absolutely service global markets.
Because for me, it's kind of strange when I think of somebody working in a tech area, I don't assume they're going to be in Westport. I assume they're going to be in Dublin or somewhere else where you normally get tech companies. In fact, you're based down there.
We're trying to break down those assumptions, Ronan, you know?
I interviewed a guy a couple of years ago on a podcast whose main job was he was tech support for big businesses. And a lot of his work he was doing from the back of his Land Rover Defender, and he was driving around the world.
Yeah.
And he could be in Argentina, but he's sat that dish on top of his Land Rover, and that made him communicate with his clients. Now, I was thinking that that's kind of interesting to do that. I'm thinking now with the pandemic, what he was doing then was something that we should take for granted now.
Yes, yeah, more like the field agents. Westport has other technology companies. Obviously, Payslip, we've been much in the news because we closed our Series A funding recently, and we also announced 150 jobs, and we're hiring very aggressively. So we have a lot of jobs for computer scientists and for computer developers, engineers, project managers, customer success. In addition, though, there are other technology companies in Westport, like Truck Science, Skillco, and Education Desti, and they're all in different spaces. So it does show that we're not the exception, that this can be a norm, and it's a great opportunity for towns and on the west of Ireland with good broadband, for any of them to have software companies. And it gives another reason for people who left to go to university, like I did over 20 years ago, to come back and regenerate the local areas.
Well, to me, I'm thinking of costs, because if you're moving to Dublin, you've got the cost of rent or buying somewhere. And then if you can't live in Dublin, you've got commuting time, which is annoying, whereas you're living in the country, like, I guarantee Westport is cheaper to rent or buy a house there, apartment there, than it would be in Dublin.
Westport can be a bit pricey, I have to say, Ronan, but at the same time, it would still probably be a lot cheaper than Dublin, I agree. And also, you can commute anywhere within 10 minutes in Westport. So there are lots of really nice villages and rural areas around Westport that people choose to live in. And yes, of course, the costs of the properties are a lot cheaper. Some people will come in from Lewisburg, in from Carrahaly, even Castlebar, and they come into Westport to work in Payslip. And it's usually like 20 minutes max, and it's a clear road, it's country road, it's a nice drive. So people are happy to do that as well. Or you can live in the closer environs of Westport.
Because where I am at the moment is $2,500 a month rent for where I live, which is a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't think there's anywhere with that kind of rent in Westport, I'd say. Now, you'd get a mansion for about half that, I'd say, Ronan.
And I've seen that. It's kind of, when you see this kind of prices, you can see why remote working, people going back home. Because also, it's better for them in their health, because they don't travel so much, less stress on the roads. Also means that they can get a bit of light in the morning, because in the time they spend traveling, it's something they can actually get a bit more rest. And also, it means that give money to the local economy. They're getting lunch or sandwiches or soup or tea, coffee in your local cafe, restaurant.
Yeah, all the money's come back locally, which is great. And, of course, in Westport, we're famous for our greenway. So a lot of people can cycle to work because it's very safe to do so. I don't know how many people sleep in here, I have to say, Ronan, because it's a very active place, Westport. A lot of people are out jogging in the mornings or, you know, going out doing different kinds of sports and cycling. But definitely in the winter, you can leverage the shorter commute when the mornings are a bit darker.
Yeah, because for me, that's the one thing people would say. They have 2 hours in the morning, can be 2 hours back in the evening. And that's 4 hours. And that's time they can spend with their family.
It is, yes. Or like even me, I finished work here some evenings at 6:30 and I'm out in a kayak by 7 o'clock with my son in front of the house on the ocean. So you can't beat that in terms of a commute to the water versus a commute to work.
No, because I can imagine that if you live in somewhere like Dublin and you want to go kayaking, you can't just, some places that you kind of can't do it, and it's getting there from work to be able to do that. Whereas with you, you're lucky because you're working from home at the moment, that's easier to do.
Yeah, so the kayaks are in the garden, exactly.
Yeah.
But even if I were back in the office, and would be back in the office hopefully from September, then it's still only a 10-minute hop on a bicycle down from the office to the home, and then off you go.
Yeah.
So it's very near, and there's a good, very strong community in Westport. So for people who want to move back, or people who want to move here for the first time, there are both schools of people have school-aged children, and the schools are great, and then there's also a huge amount of clubs, whether it's from running to hiking to biking to kayaking, they're all there. So there's a lot of facilities here to give the reason for why Payslip was voted the best place to live in Ireland.
Yeah, I guess also if you're somebody else working in another tech company, another company that's based in Ireland, small little town, you've shown that it can be done. So someone wants to start doing what you're doing, or as in set up in a small town, or somebody who's working for a company, writing in a small town, you've proven it can be done. You don't need these fancy offices in Dublin. You don't need the great broadband, because you've got it already where you are. Everything's on your doorstep.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have that choice and we have a lot of flexibility. So in Paysip at the moment, we're actively hiring for software developers, project managers, customer success people with experience in SaaS companies. And we do see that many of the applicants who are submitting resumes and expressing interest are very interested in gaining all those benefits you're mentioning, Ronan, shorter commute times, a lower cost of property, easy access to sports at the end of the day, and just a better lifestyle.
Yeah, because at the moment, basically, in the past, the scenario was that when you go to the office, you miss moments like the water cooler moment where you sit around over the water cooler and discuss what's going on. That's gone now. But the fact that the plus that they haven't got a far to commute, he said sports puts it on the doorstep. And it's easy to get to and from work, and that's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah. And like in Payslip, we will have some roles which are remote, and some of the best candidates are remote. But at the same time, we know lots of people, and including myself, like to have the opportunity to go to an office and meet colleagues and be based in one place. So even some of the people who have relocated from London to live in Westport because they want to be back with family, or they want to just have that West of Ireland life. Some of them, they know they could get jobs for tech companies based in Dublin and work remotely, but they don't actually want to work from home all the time. They want to be part of a team that's local. So I think that's a great opportunity that Payslip offers.
Yeah, and I guess you're showing another company is paving the way for them to do what you're doing, as in working remotely, but also in the long term, getting back to the office.
Yeah, we'll have a hybrid, like probably most companies in the end. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity for both, depending on what the person wants for their own life.
And how have you managed to keep your business ticking over during this pandemic? Has it been tough?
Yeah, what happens is in Payslip we sell to multinational companies, so they all have very professional procurement and legal processes. And what happened when COVID hit last March was all companies looked inward first. They stopped any projects for external procurement, external anything. And they first of all had to go back to the basics and make sure that all of their own people were okay, that they could work from home, that they had the equipment they needed, they had the access rights, they had the security protocols. And really, it meant that legal teams internally were actually making sure that they had all their own internal legals right. So we found that there was an initial immediate stall on any new customers licensing our software. So the summer was quite difficult in 2020.
Yeah.
But then what happened was people kind of came out of that and they realized that they're going to have to live with COVID. I was going to say live with Facebook, live with COVID.
Yeah.
And then they were looking at the business continuity of their global payroll management. And they realized that COVID had actually traveled around the world in a very staged but nearly organized way. It started in China, moved into Europe initially, and then moved over to the States. So if their Italian team can't run payroll because they're sick or their families are sick or anything happens, then another team somewhere in the world has to be able to pick it up and run the payroll. And that means there needs to be some level of standardization of how they run the payroll. So from September onwards, we found companies coming in saying, well, we are reviewing how we're going to manage our global payroll into the future. We see that we have many countries operating differently. Can your technology and Payslip help us harmonize the data and the process of our global payroll management? And that's exactly what we do. So we have like three portals. We have a portal for the employer to actually manage all of the global payroll processes. We have a portal for the local country accounting or payroll firm to exchange data and be in an automated workflow. And then we also have a portal for the employees of the employer to access their payslip securely. That's called an employee self-service portal. So across those three portals and the integration technology it sits on top of, it means that our customers always have a standardized way of running the payroll anywhere. And that helps them, A, have business continuity for COVID-type situations, and B, they can also grow really quickly into new countries. So actually what we find, Ronan, is many of our customers are in hyper-growth mode, because many of them are technology firms, so their products and services are more in demand because of COVID. So they're growing into new countries like every month. So our technology and Payslip helps them onboard new countries very quickly in a matter of days. And if they acquire a company and the acquired company has a payroll provider, then that payroll provider can just slot into our system the following month. So we help our customers grow very, very quickly.
And I guess also because of remote working and such and all that, you probably find it easier to get new clients because you can help them get working from day one.
Yeah. They understand the benefits of the technology easier, that we can help them get live in more countries faster. Yeah. And it takes less project management resources on their side. And that can actually help reduce the implementation cost internally as well.
Yeah, because I can imagine if someone wants to use your services, in the past, they would have meetings set up and everything else. Whereas now, that's going to happen, but not to the pace. It's going to be faster than it was before doing this. So they want to set up ASAP because they're not sure when they're going to be back in the office again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the working from home isn't the main driver. It's more the recruitment of people in countries where they hadn't been before. So if you relocate from Dublin to Cork, Roland, that's not going to make any difference to the payroll for your employer in Ireland. But if you relocate to Spain, then there's a different requirement in terms of the payroll for Spain, and the employer has to decide whether they're going to accommodate that. And that's the kind of conversation that many of the employers are having. If they don't have a corporate structure there, they might want to have you there regardless. So then they need to go through a few procedures. They're not tricky, but they just need to know them to make sure that they're compliant as an employer for you in Spain.
Yeah.
And then you will have a Spanish payroll experience so that you're compliant there too.
Because I'm thinking of Facebook, who now said to their employees that they can now work from home.
Yeah.
So they're going back to where they're. So you get it. You might get employees in Dublin who just come back home to Spain or France, wherever they're from.
Yeah. So there'll be a whole lot of work happening behind that in Facebook. So Facebook may already be registered in many of those countries, and if they're not registered in the countries, they either will have to, or they might have to decide that there's some limitation on how much time somebody can spend in their home country.
Yeah, because that to me is going to be is right now a competition people are having at the moment, because they don't know when to be back in an office plan or when to be back in the office properly. Or they might be thinking, we're in an office space that is going to cost too much to rent or use, because everyone's going to be back in the office. So how do we get around this, and how do you make sure that our employees can work safely?
Yeah, there's a certain amount of it which it becomes down as liabilities for the employer. So they are considering the employee safety, and they also need to consider their own compliance.
Yeah.
So like they don't, if the contract of employment, for example, is between a UK firm and somebody based in London, and the job is based in London, and that person relocates to Malaga because she's from Malaga, well, then the employer is not obliged to support them living in Malaga. They can say you need to come back, the job is based in the UK, and the employer might have no choice really, because they might just say, you know, 700 people have gone to like 40 different countries, we can't support 40 countries when it wasn't in our plan.
Yeah.
You know, they'll have to decide if they're doing it for which countries, if they're doing it for which level of type of skills in their talent pool. There's lots of different areas to consider, but what we see is that in Payslip, our customers are growing quickly. Usually it's market driven rather than resource relocation, but there is some resource relocation questions arising as well. And then they want to be able to set up in the new country without a major redesign, without any major hassle. They want to be able to slot it in a standardized way, and that's what they use Payslip for.
You can remember about 2 years ago, I was down in Cork interviewing members of a tech security company, and they just moved into new premises because basically the old premises they had wasn't of space. They're about a year in Cork. They're from America, and they moved to new premises. And in the premises, there was 2 floors above them that were empty for staff that were going to move in when they were expanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just about a year before COVID. Now COVID's hit in. I'm thinking, how are these guys going to cope with all that space that they're rented for aren't going to be used? It's one of those.
Some of the companies are redesigning what their space is going to be, because they know that the employees don't all want to come back, or they want to have like a few core days. So some people are choosing Tuesday through Thursday to be core days, Monday and Friday to be flexi days or work from home days. Like, there's different kind of designs developing. And in terms of the use of the office space, I would know some of our customers that have similar, large, very nice office spaces in Dublin and other places. They're actually redesigning some of them to be more kind of meeting room spaces, because they expect that when you have the days for people to come into the office, those are the collaboration days. So it, to me, it kind of seems like Monday's your planning, Friday's your actions, Tuesdays and Thursdays are your days of your meetings and your collaboration. So you show up in the office. So then they don't all need desks each, because they're actually in meetings most of the time. You're going between meeting rooms or you're in collaborative spaces. So I think there's going to be a lot of redesign in office. Probably, ironically, a good opportunity for office interior designers.
Yeah, because last year, I was interviewing somebody, I was interviewing a girl from HubSpot, and they just moved to new premises right across the road from where I am. So I'm out of the window. I can now see their building where they're based. And it was all done up, and library for HubSpot was there, and they're ready to go. And then pandemic hit. And the girl I was talking to was back home in a home country of Germany. I said, normally I'd have met you in your office across the road from where I am, and we'd have done it there. But it's strange to think that you're in Germany and I'm here and I can see your offices at the moment.
Yeah, that's normal now, Ronan, you know, and I would never, I've always worked with internationally dispersed teams over 20 years. I never had my team in one place. So to me, it's very normal. But there are some people, especially in traditional workplaces, perhaps like the banks or perhaps like the, you know, the, some of the public service environments, where they've always had to go to the office and be on time and wear a suit. And that's all gone. You know, like, most people are wearing shorts and t-shirts now to work instead of suits. And I know in the technology sector, I don't think any of us have worn suits in over 6 or 7 years. You know, you just, that's not the style anymore.
Yeah, for me, basically, when I would dress up, I'd wear a shirt and a suit jacket and jeans. That's it. That's me dressed up. Or in dress down, they'd be shirt or t-shirt and jeans. But for me, the thing is, I've always worked wherever there's Wi-Fi, because our tech news is virtually based, because we're all over the country. So because of that, I work wherever there's Wi-Fi. So to me, working like this is nothing new. But to others, it's something new to them. But to me, it's not.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think we're all getting used to it now, Ronan.
Yeah, we are. And I think basically, I know that you've got a busy morning ahead of you. So I think before we finish off, just say, is there anything else you want to add to the podcast, or you think you've said enough?
Well, I think it's great that the Irish Tech News found space for a chat this morning. Thanks very much.
No problem.
I think you're right. I think the work from home gives lots of opportunity for people to choose where their lifestyle is going to be. And I know in Payslip, we're headquartered here in Westport. We do have some of our team also in Dublin. We've also two new colleagues in Kinsale. So we have a hybrid ourselves, but for as many as possible jobs we'd like to bring to Westport if we can. I definitely think that in Westport, people can have a fantastic combination of a good lifestyle while still working, sometimes from home and then sometimes going into the office to meet the colleagues. So we would encourage as many people to tell all of their relatives or friends anywhere else to consider any of the roles and see if they're suitable for them.
And before we go, what's the website address where we can find those roles?
The website is www.payslip.com.
Right, that's great. Thanks, Grandma. Have a great day and take care.
Well, Rona, great to talk to you. Best of luck with everything. I hope your health sorts itself out.
Thanks, Grandma. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/IrishTechNews, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.